Here we are. Just who we are. Still living in the 21st century. Trying to find a way to live. We have been through a lot in the last several years. Especially since the year 2000. For many people, the hopes and dreams of a world of justice, equity, and compassion fell apart. Not because of attacks on the U.S., but because of the response. One that was too strong, too violent, and too authoritarian. We've tried to make up for that now, trying to learn new ways to live. People talk about being spiritual, trying to find ways to go deep within themselves, trying to find ways to be kind and compassion in the face of groups of people who just seem to hate everyone who is different than they are, who seem to want to find an authoritarian figure like a king or a god to worship here on earth. And here we are, all stuck in the middle of this madness, trying to find ways to live on planet Earth, to live in joy and love, and to be just and wonderful people. Is there a way to do that? Is there a way on a planet in a civilization that's ultra competitive and doesn't seem to exhibit any type of unconditional love? Is there a way that we can be loving and kind without having our lives destroyed? I think that we can. One of the ways that we can do this is by coming to a certain type of knowledge of who and what we are. It means looking deep inside, looking for the things that are important to us, the things that we want, the dreams that we want, and then working in order to go after those dreams. But I'm talking about the dreams that we walked. I'm not talking about the dreams that they told us we wanted. I'm not talking about what we picked up from watching TV, all the doctor and lawyer stories or private detective stories or many of those stories that hold up an archetype or a certain type of people we should be striving to be. The type of person that would make us look acceptable, at least in the eyes of our family and friends. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is seeking deep in our hearts and finding what we want. And not even finding a job or a position. I'm talking about what's behind the position. I'm talking about what it is that we really want. I'll give you an example of this. When COVID started, I ran into this group. It was an MLM group, some type of marketing group. I don't even remember what the MLM stands for, but it was telling you how to market online, how to sell products, how to create a big list of people that you could speak with, how to create an email list. The promise was it would train you so that you could begin to make a living by advertising online. You could stay home and work from home and make a very good living if you got good at what you did. They gave you courses on how to do copyright to get people to buy things, offers that you could give to people so they would sign up for your website and for your list, all kinds of trainings that you could get, and they even offered to give you life coaching that would help you be sure be successful. Of course, the life coaching was $5,000 or $6,000. The many courses were hundreds of dollars. The initial cost was $400. And I found that the only thing that the MLM was doing was selling the possibility of selling things to other people. After the initial fee, every video or every lesson contained a pitch for something else that you needed to buy in order to be successful. And so you ended up spending a lot of money and not doing much of anything unless you came up with thousands and thousands of dollars that would allow you to buy in and be at the top percentage so that you could divide the spoils that you got from getting all of these people who were hoping to be able to work from home and make a living, just give you money over and over again when they weren't going to be able to make anything. And so, in a world of desperation, we find ourselves with such offers. These offers telling you how you can make a lot of money. Well, the reason I brought this whole thing up was because while I was in the process of doing this, of course, one of them called me and was speaking with me and said, "Well, how much money do you want to make in a month?" I said, "About $1,000 extra would be great." And they were saying, "Oh, well, that's nothing. Usually we make $4,000 or $5,000. You have to make $4,000 or $5,000. And I was thinking, I don't need $4,000 or $5,000. What I need, I thought, is to have the money that I need to live a decent life, to have the money to travel, to be able to reach into a pool of money when I needed it to buy something. But I didn't need millions of dollars loaded up in a bank so I could buy a fancy car or a house with too many rooms for me to clean, or the many other glitzy bling type things that they showed me. I didn't need all of that, private jets and things like that. All I needed was to be able to lead a decent life and to be able to get the resources I needed when I wanted them. What I'm saying is basically this. Most of us don't want the positions they give us. Most of us don't really want the millions of dollars. Most of us don't even really want fame or fortune. Most of us want to be acknowledged, be accepted and respected as we are, and to be in a community or with a group of people that loves us unconditionally. So when I'm talking about finding the things that you want, I'm not talking about a job position. I'm not talking about being a professional actor or singer or musician. I'm talking about finding out what those things offer and going after what we think we will attain if we get those positions. And if we do that, we will find that life on planet Earth is good because we can attain those things without fighting for the other. We do not have to have money most of the time in order to find what we're looking for. We usually just have to have the tenacity and the perseverance find the right group that we can get those things from and to make a plan so that we can get them. And that is what I mean by finding what you want, not what your parents tell you, or the teachers, or the preachers, or the TV set. It's really finding what you want, and that takes more introspection than most people use, because most people think, well, I know what I want, but usually the thing on the surface is not what they want. It's what someone told them that they should want, or that they want. One has to go deeper into understanding and deeper into knowledge of self and deeper into what will make them happy. And so after the next break, we'll be back to continue our podcast. Novatech FX is what I found. Looking for MLMs and looking for all of these ads, I just found a place where I could invest the money that I had saved up and get 3% interest every week, compounding weekly, getting 12% a month, so that I could slowly build up as much as I wanted. See the returns right away. Visit our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That's www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, and visit the Living with Passive Income page. You too can begin to create wealth without having to really pay anything. Now back to the show. And so we come back to the question. What is it that you want? Do you want happiness? Do you want joy? Do you want self-satisfaction? Do you want to meet new people? Do you want to do new things? What type of thing do you want? The idea is to clearly understand what it is that you want, and then to make a plan to work in order to get to what you want. Now, there are a lot of books that say you can think positively, or you can write down what you want, and you can concentrate on those things, or you can think them into your brain or something like that. Put a picture of it on your refrigerator so that you will move towards getting that. But being positive doesn't mean anything if you're not doing what you need to be doing, if you're not carrying out the act. So, what one needs to do is create a set of actions that will move him or her towards their goal. And if their goal is to travel the world, one needs to explore how to travel the world. If it means saving up money, because one doesn't have any money, one must find a way to save up the money in order to travel the world, or even do what is being done on some of the YouTube channels I saw, where there was a woman who said that if you don't really care what part of the world you go to, you can always find many bargains where you can jump on planes and go visit places. So, what it means is you find out what you're doing or what you want to do, and you begin to shape those activities so you're able to do them right now. Where you can travel right now. If you cannot travel every day, maybe you can travel once a year. Maybe you can get a job where you can save up a lot of money or save up a little money for a long time. And when you have enough, you can travel, or you can travel locally, or you can invest some type of money or something and travel. There are ways that you can figure out how to do it. And once you figure out how to do it, all of the energy has to be used in order to set it up, to organize it, to find friends or family members who are interested in it also. Two or three people can always plan it better than just one person. So that's what I mean by doing what you want. Now the Taoists say that the idea is to be firm with the outcome you're looking for, but to be flexible on how to attain it. That means if you say, well, I need to do A, B, C, and D to get to E, and C isn't happening, sometimes it shifts, so you're not doing C anymore, so you take another route. But every route has to be moving towards the goal that we want. And one of the main things that has to be involved is a drive, a compulsion, an obsession with attaining what it is that we want. Only this drive and obsession will get us what we want. But we have to know what we want before we can apply this power. And thus, we come back again to finding out what we want. In this world, there's a lot going on. They have us sort of blindfolded, or they have us wearing blinders so we can only see straight ahead. We can't see all this going around us. TV, radio, all kinds of news outlets constantly keep the ugliness and the pain and the suffering in the world in front of us. They don't allow us to see the beauty. They don't allow us to take a nice deep breath. They don't allow us to look at the sky, to look at the sunshine, or the beautiful clouds. They don't allow us to look at the ocean or to look up at a star-filled sky in a warm summer's night and to realize that this world is beautiful and there's an abundance, and to realize that the scarcity that we live in, the system of scarcity, is one that has been created and takes a lot of effort to sustain. When we begin to find what we want instead of what they told us we want, and to get that, we break free of this system. We move out of it. We enter into the real world. We enter into life on planet Earth instead of living on planet Earth. You want to be alive? Do you want to live? If so, it's time to move beyond the desires of others and move towards what touches our hearts and our souls. And when we do this and begin to pursue the things that we are looking for, something shifts. We become the makers of our own lives. We learn to persevere. We learn to overlook the failures. We learn that it's more important to keep getting up than to not fall, because we learn that most of the time, the ones who make the mistakes are usually the ones who are bold enough to try new things and to do new things. Somehow in our society, many of us have stopped being bold, have stopped experimenting. Somehow we froze our activities at a certain time, and people told us that we needed to stick to what we did well, and it has hindered our ability to grow and learn and to enjoy just trying things, not always looking for success or failure, but experimenting to find the beauty and the wonder and the greatest in the world, and to find what our capabilities were, not by judging them, but just by exploring them and seeing them. When we judge ourselves, once again, we judge ourselves not based on what we want, but on what people told us we should be and told us we should do. Time to get rid of that and live a life of peace and happiness through our own experimentation and through challenging life, daring to try, daring to do things in a playful mode, because playfulness is where most of the creativity in the human family comes from. We have to learn to play again. We have to learn to dance with creation. We have to learn to stand on this stage called life and to act sometimes, to pull out gifts and talents we didn't know we had. That, I think, is what is missing now for many of us from life on planet Earth. It is time for us to partake of that life on planet Earth and live that life in the face of any danger. Live that life in the midst of the fire and learn to dance and to be free. Because in truth, our spirits, the real us, we, are the fire within the fire, forever turning and forever churning out life and new experiences. Think on these things, and I look forward to being with you in the next podcast. Look us up on the Wisdom app and you will find talks that we give periodically throughout the week. Visit our website at nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. nextstepcoaching.mysite.com and find out some of the things we're doing as spiritual life coaches. Wishing for you the best, now and forever. Namaste.